I constantly have people come up to me at concerts, you know what I mean, afterwards and say, man, I kind of discovered your dad from Night Court, you know what I mean, or Seinfeld, or some of the things that he was doing in the 80s, like the MTV appearances and things that he was doing. Because if you'll remember, before Tony Bennett inhabited that sort of slot, my dad was actually the man in that sort of legendary jazz singer place, you know, that sort of national treasure space that he was inhabiting. And of course, you know, he was being discovered by people that were my age, and he was doing even festivals with like the Ramones and Mudhoney, where they'd, you know, they'd have my dad come out to thousands and thousands of people and open the concert. And of course, they all knew him from those TV appearances and other things. And some of them would, of course, know him from, you know, their parents if they were raised well. And they would cheer and cheer. I mean, they just loved him, you know, and he loved it too. And so, you know, the sort of 80s and 90s were a very special time in my dad's career. And now I like to think of myself, hopefully, as a sort of living, breathing bridge between sort of the wonderful entertainment of my father and his era, you know, and today.